In this video, we're going to see how to create a Docker Swarm cluster in Azure using the Azure Resource Manager templates. For that, we go to the Azure Quick Start templates on GitHub and we search for Docker Swarm. Once you click on it, you're going to see the files that belong to the template and a README file. In the README file, there is this Deploy to Azure button. Once you click on that, it's going to take you to the Azure portal. So right now what is happening is the Azure portal is loading and it's going to bring a deployment screen to us. So this is going to ask me only a few parameters. The storage account is where the VM disks are stored. And then I'm just going to specify an SSH username and I'm just going to pull up my terminal and I'm going to copy my public key. And the DNS name is just a unique domain name for my Swarm cluster. I'm going to call it Swarm Rocks and I will create 10 Swarm slaves. I'm going to hit OK. And then I'm going to create this logical group in Azure, which is also called Swarm Rocks. I let the location stay as West US and I'm going to accept the legal terms. And once I hit create, as you can see, the deployment has just been submitted. And then I'm going to go to my resource groups and I'm going to search for the one I just created, the Swarm Rocks. And I'm going to click on it. And as you can see, there is a deployment going on right now. So as you can see, a couple of resources are already created. If I click on them, you can see there are some load balancers, public IP addresses, network interfaces, virtual networks, and a bunch of other things. So I'm just going to let this deployment go on for a few minutes, and then our Docker Swarm cluster should be ready. All right, so our deployment has just succeeded after 3 or 4 minutes. Let's click on it to learn some details about the deployment. Once I click on this template deployment result, I'm going to see a couple of output values from the template deployment. And one of them is SSH tunnel command, and the second one is the Docker command. I'm just going to copy the SSH tunnel command. If I actually paste this to my terminal, you're going to see that this is establishing an SSH tunnel to the Swarm Manager, and it's just going to stay running. And then I go back to the template deployment results, I'm going to copy the Docker command. As you can see, this is just Docker command invoked on localhost 2375. And as you can see, Swarm is right now accessible and ready. And I have 10 nodes as I configured in the template deployment. So this is pretty much how you deploy Docker Swarm on Azure. So just by providing a couple of input values in the Azure portal, users are able to create 20, 50, 100 node Swarm clusters in Azure under 5 minutes. Thanks for watching this video.